This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Home Inspector David Nason help you out during The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
And The Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Dayton Kane out today. I'm Libby Collins in for him, along with David Nason.
Yes, good morning again, Libby. Good morning, everybody.
And this is
back
exciting
for a second hour.
Because we have new partners here in
first
the
time
studio with us, Brett Benson and Angela Lingle. They're both from Lingle Premier Lighting, and we're going to talk about outdoor lighting. And if you've got questions about it, and I'm sure you do, we've got lines open for you on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Angela, Brett, great to have you here.
Yes, good morning. You're on there.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. And I think the first question is, tell us about Lingle Premier Lighting.
So Lingle is exclusively an outdoor lighting company. We specialize in landscape lighting, permanent lighting, and holiday lighting. We also do an occasional event, a wedding or a graduation party as well, too.
How does outdoor lighting enhance your home?
Well, it extends the experience from past just, you know, the daytime all the way throughout the night. So you spend all this money on landscaping your home, and by not lighting it, you're missing out on the best part.
Right. You know, as you walk up to a home that's well lit, you know, if you're whether you're going to a party or just going to see your friends and everything, and not only can you see where you're going, but you really, you know, like you said, if you've spent money on your house and everything, you're showing it off, and it's just like landscaping. I think you don't want it blocking your house. You want to accentuate your house, and I think the lighting can really add to that.
Isn't the design important though? I mean, you can't just put a light here and a light there. You've got to really look at that house and know where the light should be placed. And Angela, you work on that a lot.
Yes, absolutely. I've been designing outdoor lighting for over 15 years, and it's a passion of mine. And you're exactly right. I think when you come across a house where it just makes you smile in the evening, you're seeing the effect of the lighting, but not the source itself. And a lot of that has to do with the design behind the scenes to make those trees illuminate beautifully without looking like an airport, so to speak.
Sure. You don't want a runway, right?
No, right,
1,000%.
Yeah.
Well, I would think on things like pathway lighting.
Although,
that's
unless
really
you're
important
doing a wedding, then maybe you want a runway.
That, yeah. Well, there you go. Or a style, or a fashion show. But what about like pathways and things like that? Because that's so important in a home.
Right. There's certainly this the safety aspect with lighting as well, too. You know, you don't want to trip when you're walking outside. So not only is it beauty, it's also safety and it's security as well. A well-lit home is a safer home.
Right. Somebody's not going to want to come walking around your house if they know they're going to be seen.
Correct.
Yeah. That's an interesting aspect I didn't think of until just now as you said that.
Yeah. Well, I would think too that when you say that it's a safety issue, but it's a design issue too. I mean, you want to put, select the correct lighting for that house to be compatible, right?
I agree. And I think you mentioned path lighting. That's an opportunity. It's like the jewelry for your home when it comes to lighting is the path lighting and the fixtures on the outside of the house. Because otherwise you're just seeing the effect of the lighting and you're not seeing the fixture itself if it's done right. So picking out the right path light for your home is part of the design process and part of what makes outdoor lighting so much fun to come home to at night when you get that all correct.
How do you decide what kind of lighting should be where?
You know, we talked about safety and security. Are we illuminating a path to take you to the front door, or are we just adding beauty to the home? And picking the right fixture when you're going to walk past it and see it from the road, and as you enter the home, taking into consideration what are the finishes on the home, what is the design of the home, is it modern, is it, you know, an older home, and we want to, you know, make sure that we don't do anything that stands out, that looks like the lighting was put in when the house was put in and complements it. It's all part of the process, and it's all something that we enjoy doing when we get to meet with people.
So when you're designing this for a home, you don't just come in and put up lights. You actually sit down with the owners of the home and determine what their needs and what the best selection would be.
Sure. We have a very thorough process where we come out and we meet with the customer. We walk the yard. We come back. Angela comes up with a beautiful design for the home. We come back and meet with the customer, walk them through exactly how it's going to be installed. We have software where we can kind of show them what it looks like before, before they decide. And then we come out and fully install it. And then after the install, we come back for the nighttime adjustment.
We're here with Brett Benson and Angela Lingle. They're with Blingle Premier Lighting. We're going to tell you more about them. And if you've got questions, you can get through on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
Now back to the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And our guests this hour are Brett Benson and Angela Lingle. They are both with Blingle Premier Lighting. We've got David Nason here.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. So, Blingle Lighting, tell us, Brett, where are you located, or where do you service? Maybe a little bit more about the company, how long you've been in business, that kind of thing. Who are your customers? Are you working with builders or homeowners, all that kind of stuff?
Thank you, David. So, I started Blingle 4 years ago.
Okay.
I had a career change and decided to move to Wisconsin, kind of start over. And I really fell in love with the lighting space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm located in Mequon. However, we service all of southeastern Wisconsin, Lake Country, as far north as Sheboygan, as far south as Racine, clear out to Johnson's Creek. So,
yeah. How far
pretty
east?
Big area.
How far east? That's kind of a joke.
How far east?
Lake,
yeah.
Obviously.
We do have lights that go underwater.
Oh, so. Cool. Cool. That's all right. And then so. The your customer base, are you primarily working with homeowners or are builders and contractors as well? Or
so most of it is what we consider to be retrofit. I do work with a few builders, particularly on the permanent lighting side. When someone is building a home, we can pre-wire that home during the construction phase, and then we can come back in and install permanent lighting, which is pretty popular and just kind of now it's starting to take off in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. We can also plan ahead for landscape lighting during the construction phase. Typically, we'll run some conduit underneath sidewalks or a driveway so that we can get the wires there after the home has been built.
So what I hear you saying is that if somebody's doing a project, whether an addition or a remodel, maybe a good size home, whole house remodel, exterior or something, or they're building new, they need to be talking to Angela, you know, months before the project's nearing completion, because Angela doesn't want to show up, everything's done, and say, oh, well, we should have done this earlier to put that conduit or put that wiring stuff in.
I'm sure Angela would agree that happens all the time.
Yeah.
But lighting is the last thing people think of.
Yeah. But we should be thinking about more. It's a design element.
It is. And I think the sooner you can start thinking about it and incorporating it into your projects, the more beautiful it's going to be at the end and the more cost effective it's going to be along the way. We work with quite a few landscapers as well, helping their beautiful projects look as beautiful as they can each evening. But if you can imagine, if we're thought of afterwards, after that landscaping project is completely done and then they call for the lighting, we're a little bit limited on the fixtures we can use, where we can bury the wire. And it's more expensive to tear up a little bit the landscaping that was just put in place and then clean it back up. So if we can work with the landscaper through the homeowner, that's the ideal situation. I think everybody wins.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you did mention retrofit, and I would assume that means a homeowner who's maybe just buying a home.
Yeah.
They look at it and they think, I love the house, but there's no outside lighting. I really want to enhance this. How do you approach those projects?
Well, you know, there's times, you know, I mean, anything can be done, right? If we have to get a wire underneath your driveway, we can do it. We put wires underneath sidewalks all the time. That's not such a big deal, but there's always a way you can do it.
Yeah.
It's easier to do it. It's easier to do it ahead of time. To just put a wire underneath the driveway before the concrete's poured.
Yeah. And when you say pre-wiring a house, running stuff on, we're talking primarily low voltage wiring, right?
It's all low voltage wiring. Right. Yes. So 12.2 and 14.2.
Yeah. So the power is coming from the house, but you're using transformers and things to get to the low voltage.
Yep. It's all low voltage.
Yeah.
We're talking with Brett Benson and Angela Lingle from Blingle Premier Lighting. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us is to go to our website. It's Blingle, B-L-I-N-G-L-E, .com/MKE, and just book an appointment right on our website. Or you can give us a call at 262-533-9054.
And if you want to get through and talk with Angela and Brett now, we've got a line open, Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616. It's 822 and 69 degrees at WTMJ on The Fix-It Show.
This is The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And we're here with Brett Benson and Angela Lingle from Blingle Premier Lighting. David Nason, we've got a call coming in, or at least a text.
Text, yeah. Somebody texted in, do you recommend solar lighting? We've talked about low voltage lighting and everything, but solar has to play into this a little bit, I imagine.
Excellent question. I always smile when I see a home that has quite a few solar lights in place because I know they, like me, share the passion then for outdoor lighting in the evening. Although I don't think if you really enjoy the effect of beautiful lighting, solar fixtures are going to get you there. So it tends to take, like, I would say 3 times the number of fixtures to get a similar effect. But it is a wonderful place to start because it does start that feeling of home pride and enjoying what your home looks like when you come home each night. And then when I'm able to take solar lighting to the next level with outdoor lighting,
So if somebody has a solar lights, you have an idea of where they want to go with a project.
At least to start, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I see what they have in place. And if I meet with somebody, the first thing that we do is I will listen to what they're hoping to gain from outdoor lighting. Is it safety? Is it security? Is it just the enjoyment of coming home at night to a beautifully lit home? Another advantage is if you travel a lot, it goes on every night at dusk. It goes off at dawn. So there's a sense of being home even when you're not. But then after we talk about everything, we walk around their property and we take a look at what they have and what they'd like to illuminate. And then I have them go in their house and relax a little bit. And that's when I start to design. And I will draw the property right exactly where existing solar lights are in place. Or if they have existing lighting in place that they need to update, I will note that. And then I'll start to put together the design on top of that. And then when I'm done, ask the homeowner to come out one more time and walk that plan together and talk about the possibilities, budget, you know, what are the deciding factors, and then go from there.
And meanwhile, when you sent them in the house, you gave them this book you showed us that has all pictures of your installs with ideas and everything, so they can get a little excited about what they're going to see.
And if I'm trying to describe a lighting effect to somebody, it sometimes is hard with words. And I do have some beautiful books and pictures of our installs so we can almost immediately get on the same page. And that's especially helpful with all the new color changing options that we have right now with outdoor lighting because it is very easy and cost effective to install color changing at this point. So it can be warm white every night, dusk till dawn. But then when there's a Packer game, a Brewer game, a holiday, a birthday, you know, you can make that house pop. And if you're a business, you can celebrate, you know, all the different things, the sporting events, as well as if you're hosting an event for a business, being able to show their custom or company colors, you know, all the different things.
How do you operate the colors?
Excellent question. So if you just don't want to mess with an app, we actually have a remote control that you can put right over the fixture and change it. But usually it's all app based.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, maybe probably we're coming up on the news. I wanted to get into that is what has LED done to this industry? How has it changed it? And that you kind of started to get into that.
And we're going to find out with Brett Benson and Angela Lingle from Blingle Premier Lighting. One more time, give us that phone number you can call.
Area code 262-533-9054.
Now back to the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to the Fix-It Show. I'm Libby Collinson for Dayton Kane, along with David Nason. And we have Brett Benson and Angela Lingle here from Blingle Premier Lighting.
Yeah, so before the break, we started to get into the ability to change colors and things and how you control this. You mentioned the remotes and everything. But I imagine the vast majority of people are just about everything else is an app on your phone. And so LED lighting, apps on your phone, this is much, I'm sure, changed. You know, you're not flipping a switch inside your house to turn your lights on outside your porch light. You're controlling it from your phone or your computer.
It's true. And the fantastic thing about it is you're not only controlling the color. You know, you can have that warm white and have it red and green during the holidays and such. You're controlling the brightness, too, from the app on your phone. So, for example, you can have that warm white where it's absolutely beautiful, but if you'd like it 50% of that, you can absolutely do that. And, you know, each app is different. There are some apps that'll allow you to go at 50, you know, it's going to be beautiful at dusk, and then at midnight, it's going to go to 50%, and then at dawn, it's going to go off. And so with the LED bulbs and the new technology, the options are absolutely endless. It's just a matter of knowing what you want and then getting the right product in place and then learning that app so you can have fun with it and enjoy it.
So if you have a neighbor like Clark Griswold from Vacation, you know, and you're trying to compete with him, you can crank that, you know, the lights all the way up, or just maybe you probably don't have that neighbor, but you have the option of really going bright or
you do
toning it down.
And when you think, when I think of like a lot of lighting too, I think that's when you combine landscape lighting, which is coming from the ground, usually up. You never see the source. You just see the effect if it's done right. And the permanent holiday lighting that are, you know, up in the soffits shining down. It sounds like a lot of light, but you're right. When you can control the brightness, the color, every part about it, you can really accent the architecture of the house, the trees, and have it all come together very beautifully.
Yeah, and you were saying you control the timing, too, whether it's for your home, if you're away, or a business, you know, in the evening or something. You were saying showing people that this is a place of business, they're open.
Yes.
It really helps identify that.
It does, and it also helps with troubleshooting because there's a lot of times, too, if we have a customer that's having trouble, we can hop on our app. It's all cloud-based, and I can do a lot of troubleshooting from right where I am. So, I mean, technology really helps us all.
So you're there after the installation of the lighting. You're there as a consultant as well. It's not just, hey, thank you so much, and we're out of here.
No, absolutely not. I think in order to get the most out of your outdoor lighting, you really have to get to know it, especially if it's app-based. So we're a partner. Mm-hmm. We also offer maintenance. So we come back once or twice a year, make sure that all the wire is, there's no wire exposed, that there are no shorts anywhere. We test all the fixtures, clean everything. We stay in touch on a regular basis so we can have your system running as and looking as best as it can for years to come. It's kind of like a car. You buy a beautiful car, but you need to invest a little bit of time and energy to it over the years to have it looking and running its best. Outdoor lighting is the same.
How do you get a consultation with you?
Well, the easiest thing to do, I think, is to visit the website.
Yep.
Or give us a call. I have a nickname that's kind of easy to remember. I'm Angela the Lighting Lady. So just give us a call and say that you'd like to meet with Angela the Lighting Lady. I guarantee you it will be an enjoyable, it's usually between 60 and 90 minutes. And we'll talk about things that perhaps you hadn't even thought of that lighting can help with. And then put together a plan that works best for you.
I know you mentioned the website, and you have a lot of photos of your projects on your website.
Right.
That's correct. People can go there. It's very easy to navigate. You can see all the different photos from permanent event and holiday lighting, as well as landscape lighting. And you can just fill out the form there and request an appointment. Once the appointment is requested, we'll call you to confirm it, and we'll come right out and meet with you. It's pretty simple and seamless.
And let's give that information again. What's the website?
It's blingle.com/MKE.
And let's spell blingle.
B-L-I-N-G-L-E. Just like jingle, but blingle.
And the phone number?
262-533-9054.
And we are here with Brett Benson and Angela Lingle from Blingle Premier Lighting. And if you've got questions, give us a call or text us on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line at 855-616-1620. And right after this, we've got a question coming in on the Fix-It Show.
It's the Fix-It Show, exclusively on 620 WTMJ.
David Nason's here on the Fix-It Show. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kate, along with Brett Benson and Angela Lingle. They're with Blingle Premier Lighting, and we got some more questions.
Yes, we had a listener text in. I've got some soffit lights from Costco, but they really aren't doing much for effectiveness. What are other suggestions that you would recommend?
So, great question. Obviously, we see soffit lights all the time. I always think, and Angela would probably agree, that it kind of gives your house that spaceship look.
Sure.
They typically get brittle. You have to get up there and change them. And a lot of times they get full of bees.
Oh, yeah.
So what is most people are doing now is they're switching over to permanent lighting. So with permanent lighting, you can create your own soffit lighting. Every single LED is controllable with permanent lighting. So you could simply say, I want this light on here, this light on here, and this light on here. And you can create your own soffit lighting. It gives your house a really nice soft splash. And the source of the light is much more concealed than with a soffit light. And then when you want your holidays, your sports teams, you have an event, then you have that flexibility to do that with permanent lighting, where you don't have that with soffit lighting.
Mm-hmm. And as we already talked, adjust the brightness. You know, when you want them on, that kind of, all that
right.
stuff.
Right, and which ones you want on, more right. importantly.
Oh, sure.
So you can highlight certain features of your architecture, and other features will stay dark.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that flexibility, all with it, a user-friendly app, gets 4.9 out of 5 stars. It's super simple.
Well, I love the fact that you don't have to put up holiday lights every year. which is very,
yes.
very inconvenient.
Because we always talk about telling people to stay off their, off their
sure.
roof. Don't go on your roof, be careful on ladders and things like that. And we hear about people falling off their roof and ladders.
It's so true. And with the holidays too, in addition to that green and red, you have the ability to control the brightness, as we mentioned, but there are how many patterns as well? Do they dance? Do they,
this
chase
is all on
each
the app?
Other? Yes, oh, wow. It's all controlled from an app on your phone. And when you think of the warm white color, when it's not a holiday, something that's really beautiful with the permanent Christmas lighting that people can do year-round, it's something that we call champagne. And it's warm light, then a cool light, warm, warm, cool. And then you have them dance just the littlest bit. And it is absolutely beautiful.
Kind of like tiny bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. And you drive past it and you're not quite sure, you know, what is that effect? How is that even happening? Because with the permanent Christmas lighting that we talk about, it is so cleanly installed, you can't notice it during the day. And at night, it grazes down rather than shines out. And it's magic. It is absolutely magic.
Not only that, so we have 150 different colors of track, so we can match it to your soffit pretty much perfect every time, so you don't even notice it.
Yeah. Which is a great concept. All right, we've got Randy from Menominee Falls, and Randy, you have a question on the Fix It Show for Angela and Brett. Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Now we can. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I am looking for lighting that will scare away the animals. I have a woods in the backyard, and I have a bunch of rose bushes, and I have magnolia trees and a Rose of Sharon tree, and then there's mulch down there, and then there's, rose bushes in these mulch circles, and the animals just keep chewing on them. I believe it's the deer and the rabbits. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of lighting? Would I use strobe lighting or... I don't know what to do anymore.
I think in that situation, maybe it's not so much landscape lighting as it is the motion detecting lighting that is going to startle them. What I would be able to offer you is the backyard that you described just sounds absolutely beautiful. And I would look at what you look at when you look out your windows and then make that the most beautifully lit up area I can. So if you do have deer that come and enjoy your greenery, that you can watch them.
He doesn't want to watch them, Angela.
Maybe. Watch them eat my roses?
No. He wants to get rid of them. But you said, like, timers or motion sensors can turn lights on?
Yes, to startle them.
I've tried. Yeah, and I bought 4 motion-sensored ones, and they also activate some kind of noise that only the animals can hear the noise. Mm-hmm. So I have 4 of those, but they're still coming in somehow, and they're still, munching down these rose bushes. They're the miniature rose bushes.
Yeah, I don't think lighting would be a resource then to, I don't think there's another lighting you could take to the next level.
We're talking lasers. We need some lasers going on here. No, I'm kidding. I love animals. I do hunt, but I love animals. But, that does sound like something else. Like, I've seen people run sprinklers that go on when animals come by. I don't know if that's an option, but that's not lighting.
Well, you can get that. Ooh. You can get that repellent that you sprinkle around too.
Sure.
So maybe that with a combination of lighting might work.
Maybe a combination of both of those. Yeah.
Right. But I like Angela's idea.
Or maybe I just don't have enough of the motion activated lighting. What do you think?
And it doesn't. I don't know. Are they not scared by lights, animals?
Don't they adapt? I think.
Well,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're adapting to it, right?
Okay. Well, good
maybe
luck
I'll
with that.
Maybe I'll just buy 4 more.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Try some color.
Thanks a lot for your call, Randy. It's 849 on WTMJ.
This is the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And our guests this hour are Angela Lingle and Brett Benson from Lingle Premier Lighting. Angela, you're the lighting lady. We've got some questions here on the talk and text line. Somebody wants to know, how do you avoid that airport runway effect when you're putting lighting in? Is there a way?
There is a way. When I personally design, I always try to put together the most beautiful effect with the fewest number of fixtures, knowing that we can always add on. And that's one of the wonderful things about outdoor lighting and low voltage lighting is the ability to add on or move fixtures. For example, if you had the most beautiful tree in your front yard and we did a fantastic job of illuminating it, and a week later it got struck by lightning and we had to pull that tree, we just move those lights that were placed on that tree and we can move them somewhere else. And so when we have that flexibility, we can start very simply and then we can do things in stages, or we can add on if it's not exactly what they're looking for right away.
You know, we've talked a lot about the front of the house. What about those backyard outdoor spaces, patios and decks?
Thank you so much for bringing that up. I can't believe we haven't talked about it yet. Yeah. But the front of the house, you're right. It's about what you come home to. At night, it's totally different in the back of the house. What do you see? Where are those picture windows? And whether it's a pool, a patio area.
Entertaining space.
Yeah, doing something special in that space. So all year long in the wintertime when it gets dark at 4:30 at night, the lighting is highlighting that beautiful area and keeping those winter blues away.
Sure.
Because it's lighting up at 4:30. Right.
Well, you also, you might have an eating area where we want a little bit more light while we're eating. And then afterwards, where you're just having your dessert or, just relaxing, you want to tone down the light so you can change it.
Exactly right. And that's where that control is fantastic, the brightness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're entertaining, you want to light it up. But nightly, you want to bring it down. So.
Well, I know we've been getting a lot of questions, and people want to know how to get in touch with you at Blingle Premier Lighting. What's the best way? If you want a consultation, just to come out and say, look, this is how we can help you enhance your home.
Go to our website at blingle.com, blingle.com/MKE, or you can call me directly at 262-533-9054.
And I know we've talked a lot about homes, but like you said, Angela, it can really enhance a business as well.
It can be a game changer. One of my favorite projects is Main Street Bar and Grill in downtown Waukesha. It's actually three buildings, a small city block. And we went all the way around all three buildings. And it's color changing, warm white nightly. When something's going on, you know it. Mm-hmm. And it's helped business.
You mean they actually improve their business?
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. And it gives a sense of that's a clean, well-maintained business. I bet the kitchen is clean.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just puts wonderful impressions. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
One more time, Brett, let's give that website again.
It's Blingle, blingle.com/MKE.
And the phone number?
262-533-9054.
Well, it's been a pleasure having Brett Benson and Angela Lingle here from Blingle Premier Lighting. David, as always, great to see you.
Good to see you too, Libby. Thanks for filling in for Dayton.
And you'll be back with Dayton next week. And this is The Fix-It Show, sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Up next, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
This has been The Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.